Today's sports, it looks like we're going to get them in today after wholesale cancellations last week. The Hornet girls soccer team, the alumni and soccer girls, they battled on Saturday in cold, windy, and a bit muddy and wet conditions. The Richland Center girls defeated the alumni 1-0. The lone goal of the afternoon came in the first 20 minutes of the game from junior Mariah Obday, off a centering pass from Nevaeh Glassbrenner. There were 13 alumni present this year, ranging from the class of 1998 to the class of 2025. In attendance for the alumni, Lisa Lucky Erickson, Sarah Lucky Anderson, Jill Lucky Wagner, along with Mallory Bender Winchell, and Becky Craig, Julia Smith, Angelica Black, Mary Walker Turner, Shawnee Fink, Elizabeth Obday and Claire Stadler, along with Erilyn Wallace and Lily Tidrick. Thanks to the alumni for coming back and showing support. The Hornets' next action is today, a home game versus Prairie du Chien. It is also Parents' Night for the Richland Center soccer girls. That will get underway at 5 o'clock this afternoon. The Richland Center softball girls will be taking on Lancaster at home. And also the Richland Center baseball team will be hosting Cuba City. That's a 5 o'clock start time. So it'll be a busy place today at Richland Center High School. Four River Valley, varsity and JV baseball, they'll play at Wisconsin Heights. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock. And River Valley's varsity girls softball team will start at 5 o'clock at the RVHS softball field, taking on Mount Horeb. Elsewhere, Riverdale will have a softball game at Darlington tonight. Some makeup games are being made up tonight, and there is track and field action tonight at North Crawford Schools, a multiple school middle school track meet. Weston will be in action today in baseball. They'll be at home at Cazenovia Memorial Park, taking on Seneca. North Crawford plays Ithaca Weston in softball. That's at the Ithaca Softball Diamond today. Also, baseball action, North Crawford plays at Ithaca. That's our next featured spring sports broadcast. Kyle Kelly is coach of the Bulldogs. He talked about this wacky Wisconsin weather for us.
It's spring in Wisconsin. It's going to change by almost the hour. That's why I tell the kids, like, well, it's about a 50% chance of rain. I'm like, well, it could be 75 and sunny, and it's always going to be a 50% chance of rain in the spring in this state. So,
how do you keep their minds in it when it's like 30-mile-an-hour winds on a 40-degree day?
I just kind of say you got to stay warm, do some jumping jacks before you get in the box, stay moving in the infield or outfield.
Kyle Kelly talked about the Ridge and Valley baseball race.
I think the conference is going to be quite competitive with DeSoto, Seneca, Weston, North Crawford. Like I said, I think it's going to be a real competitive conference.
The Bulldogs and North Crawford this afternoon, 4:50 pregame on WRCO, FM 100.9, and WRCO.com. Also in the Ridge and Valley, Kickapoo will be hosting Wazika Steuben. That is in both baseball and softball. And it's getting to be just about that time of year again as we enter the spring. Time to meet to wrap up the Church League volleyball season and plan for the 2026 Church League softball season. They will meet next Monday night at 7 o'clock in the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center, discussing any concerns from the volleyball season, as well as planning for the start of the softball season, tentatively set to begin on May 19th. A representative of all interested teams should plan to attend next Monday night's meeting. If you're not able, please contact Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. You can also email league officials at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com. A three-run outburst in the first inning gave Miami a lead it would not give up Sunday afternoon. The Marlins built their edge to 5-1 before finally winning 5-3. That ended the Brewers' four-game winning streak. Jacob Mizrowski absorbed the loss, even though only one of the three runs he surrendered was earned. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought he did a nice job. He pitched five innings, you know, nine punch outs, three hits, or whatever it was, one earned run. I think it's admirable. The leadoff walks hurt him. That's unacceptable. He's thrown a ball great, you know, but we didn't make a play for him. And, you know, I just try to settle him down and say, hey, look, give up a run or two, that's fine, and stay in the game, and we'll come back and win.
Second baseman Bryce Terang extended his on-base streak to 25 in a row with a single. Milwaukee is off tonight. They'll meet the Tigers in Detroit, with Kyle Harrison scheduled to start tomorrow night's game. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington 3-0 over San Francisco. The Cubs edge the Mets 2-1. Colorado 9-6 over the Dodgers, and Atlanta 4-2 over Philadelphia. In the American League, the Yankees 7, Kansas City 0, Cleveland 8, Baltimore 4, Seattle 5-2 over Texas, the White Sox 7, Athletics 4, and Detroit 6-2 over Boston. Interleague play, it was Pittsburgh 6, Tampa Bay 3, St. Louis 7-5 over Houston. Cincinnati beat Minnesota 7-4, Toronto 10-4 over Arizona, and San Diego beat the LA Angels by a score of 2-1. From the NBA playoffs, Boston 123, Philadelphia 91, Oklahoma City over Phoenix 119-84. Orlando got the win against Detroit 112-101, and San Antonio beat Portland in the NBA playoffs 111-98. Badger basketball is not wasting any time getting new players in. It looks like the Badgers have filled the holes in their lineup. Point guard Owen Foxwell, shooting guard Trey Autry, and wing Ian Elmer will come through the transfer portal. They join Austin Rapp and Nolan Winter in what looks like a formidable offensive team. All five would be starters and are effective three-point shooters. The only question appears to be whether they will mesh on defense. Also, Ian Elmer spoke about the Badgers and the future yesterday.
You know, being a part of an experienced team, we'll probably be one of the oldest teams in NCAA this year. Guys who are accustomed to winning, pros, things like that. And like I said, everybody has a great personality, so it all just blends well.
Not having a first-round draft pick isn't always a disaster for Green Bay. They're in that situation for the 91st NFL draft that starts Thursday. In 1986, the Packers took future Pro Bowl outside linebacker Tim Harris with the 36th pick of the 2008 NFL draft. Green Bay came away with franchise legend and wide receiver Jordy Nelson. It also picked up tight end JerMichael Finley and offensive lineman Josh Sitton in that draft. Finally, no first-round picks in the 2017 draft. No problem. The Pack was smart enough to draft running back Aaron Jones. NHL playoffs continued yesterday and last night. Colorado 2-1 over Los Angeles. Montreal won in overtime over Tampa Bay 4-3. Buffalo 4, Boston 3, and Vegas 4-2 over Utah. That is an update on sports for a Monday. I am Phil Nee.